Delaware lawmakers are considering legislation to add abortion rights to the state constitution. Democratic State Senator Brian Townsend is sponsoring a bill which would enshrine reproductive freedoms, including abortion access, prenatal care, birth control, and infertility care. Republican Senator Bryant Richardson says he opposes the legislation because he believes life is created by God.
When it comes to life and liberty, we don't get the final say. Our Creator gets the final say.
Amendments must be approved by two consecutive General Assemblies in order to be adopted into the Delaware State Constitution. The Mann Center for the Performing Arts has launched a new institute to focus on its community arts programs and help young people break into the music business. WHYY Stephen Williams tells us more.
The Mann Institute for Creative Arts and Community Impact will include its portfolio of community arts programs and concentrate on workforce development. The Mann has been at the center of community arts programs in the Parkside neighborhood for years with its summer orchestra camp and music industry training program for Philadelphia area students. Catherine Cahill, president and CEO of the Mann, told WHYY News the idea for the institute grew out of an 18-month study.
The Mann has been intentionally knee-deep and really reimagining its role as a performing arts center in the realm of urban arts education.
For about 50 years, the Mann has entertained Philadelphia and the region with shows such as the Ballet X Festival, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Roots Picnic. Each year, it hosts 400,000 visitors at its venue, which sits on the edge of Fairmount Park in West Philly. Stephen Williams, WHYY News.
This story is part of a series that explores the impact of creativity on student learning and success. WHYY and this series are supported by the Mazzaro Family Foundation.